Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning, I have two guests talking about a family fun day. I have Cindy Edwards, the organizer, and Garrett Bauer, who is the AmeriCorps volunteer helping out at the Haim Center. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Holly.
Well, it's always fun at the Haim Center. So, and now you're just inviting family?
Why not? So, yeah, the Haim Center is there for everybody, but this is specifically a day that's set aside for families to bring the entire bunch. You could bring your neighbors as well and come enjoy the things that are happening at the Haim Center. And it is a lot of things that are happening that day.
Mm-hmm. Some things are new, but some things we might think are old but are new to us, which is Garrett. Mm-hmm. Garrett, you're new to town?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I got here in October. It's been a great experience so far, helping at the Haim Center and doing a lot of other things in the town.
And you have expertise with the climbing wall.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I've worked at one before, but once I saw the climbing wall at the Haim Center, I was like, how can I get involved with this? You know, what can I do to, you know, help out? And so the expansion happened a few months ago with the help of a bunch of grants and individuals in the town. And we've been able to extend our climbing hours and get a ton more kids and people involved with climbing, which has been great.
And you had a special opening for, like, the refurbishment, I guess, is the word of the climbing wall. So what's going to be special at the Family Fun Day at the climbing wall?
Well, we'll have a little obstacle course that was set up with the new wall, with the traverse. So the kids not only can go up the wall, but they can go across the wall and through hula hoops and under little obstacles and grabbing stuff and sticking them on cones and putting them back on the wall. And it's not just your climbing activities, but it's a lot of fun in other ways too, I guess, and getting the kids to think about climbing in a lot of different ways.
I think inadvertently that becomes multisensory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A squeal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Feeling, exactly. Accidentally tasting things.
Yeah. yeah, for sure.
So, Cindy, something special also about this day. There's so much new things.
Yeah, we've got a lot of good new toys that are coming in, and actually some are on the way as well. But we have some new tunnels. We have some new parachutes. All the scooters are there, which are always fun. We've got big bouncy balls, big flying discs. There's different hot spots where you actually learn about what muscle you're using while you're using it. So it's an educational tool that you're actually learning your anatomy and how your body works as maybe you're at a hula hoop station or you're a jump rope station or a push-up station, but you're seeing what you're actually working. So that's a really nice way to educate as well as work out. So there's just a lot of good things that are happening. The Rotary has actually been a big part of this. Rotary Club is co-sponsoring this with us, and it's just a really fun way to see the partnerships happen in town. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's goodness, as well as two bouncy castles. So we've got our main bouncy castle that we've had, and then the Haim's Corporation donated a smaller bouncy castle that is the Captain Seamart Castle. So that will be for the younger kids, and so we'll have two bounce castles going on at one time. So that's a great donation, and what a fun thing for kiddos to do.
Are they indoors or outdoors?
They're indoors. They're right in the gym.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So two castles inside a gym and the climbing
sensory
wall.
Overload.
It's going to be a big day.
New toys, climbing obstacle courses, and these bouncy castles. and that a big percentage of the Sitka Rotary Club, it was grant funded.
Yeah, they it's their mini grant. You know how they give out money to different nonprofits in town. So and then the other partner that we have on board, which is very thrilling, is the fire hall. So the Sitka Fire Hall is going to bring their new ladder truck, so kids can come and check out the ladder truck. It'll be parked right in front of the gym. And then going on right now is a silent auction. So some lucky five people in our town will actually get to ride on the ladder truck. They'll set up the appointment with the fire hall, but they're going to bid, and the highest bidder is going to be the winner, and they get to ride around in the Sitka Fire Department's ladder truck.
That is the most unique prize. And yet, you know, we keep talking about the kids' toys, the kids doing things, but it's family. Like, I know adults will be very competitive about, when do I get my bouncy castle time? because I know, having organized a picnic before, mm-hmm. you don't want too much adult weight in there. It requires yeah. The generator to work harder. So the adults, stay away from that bouncy castle and really think about being on that fire truck.
Or the climbing wall.
Yeah.
They
climbing
could
wall.
Definitely mm-hmm. hit the climbing wall.
Garrett, I have a question for you. And when I work out at the Hames Center, I notice there's this weird sort of dance of people afraid to go near the climbing wall. There's like two people climbing, mm-hmm. And they're like, I've always wanted to do this, but... You know, can you facilitate an intro
yeah.
or how to approach the climbing wall?
Yeah, well, we want to make it available to everyone. So don't be afraid if you see, you know, somebody doing some sort of crazy move on the wall and you're thinking, oh man, I can't do that kind of thing. But we want to make it available to, you know, every kid or any person of any age to be able to hop on the wall, even if it's your first time, even if you don't have any equipment. We've got the harnesses, we've got the climbing shoes, we've got chalk, we've got belay devices, we've got everything for you to just walk on up and just hop right on the wall. So, you know, just come up and say hello. You know, this is who I am. I'm, you know, I've never climbed before, but I'd really love to give it a shot, so... And, you know, we'd be more than happy to help you get on the wall and, you know, catch you when you fall.
And that climbing wall is part of your membership. So for any mm-hmm. member that has a member card and they're ready to go, there are three nights a week that they can come mm-hmm. and climb on the wall. And the people that are there are ready to go. Mm-hmm. Like Garrett said, I mean, they're great with beginners. They give them pointers and how about you try this? And as far as you go is perfect. Like mm-hmm. there you've succeeded. So it's a really awesome thing. And these guys are super great.
So you don't have to be a member, though, to attend the Family Fun Day.
Well, it's free for every single person on the planet.
Right.
So, you know, folks might be flying in from California for this day. You never know. Everybody's welcome. So it is a free day for all.
That's very fun. You are so giving. You're making sure that everyone is involved. But pets stay outside.
Right. Yeah, probably not a lot of pets. Yeah, probably just humans. Mm-hmm. But any human is welcome. It's just going to be a great, it's a great way to meet new people too. You know, there'll be a lot of different things to jump on and get to know people and yeah.
And with all these new toys that were grant funded, like the scooters and the parachute, like yeah. how do those work in to like the daily running of the gym? Mm-hmm. Like, will there be specific times when those come out or can the family check it out?
Yes.
You know, to use for an hour?
Yeah, yeah. So I feel like we're in this together. This is our stuff. So it's always available. So anytime you want to bring your family and you want those bouncy balls, let the volunteer at the front desk know and they'll go get them for you. If you want the tunnel or the parachute, they're ready to go. We have the Head Start program, the Sears School. We've got SJ Daycare comes in some. So different groups come in and they'll use the equipment, which is great. But also it's available for families. So we have got the hula hoops for families. I mean, there's just a lot of great things. And thanks to the Women's Club and the Coast Guard Spouses and Women's Association, the Elks Club, and the Rotary Club, we've got a good bunch of things happening. And really, it's like a co-op, you know, with all the partnerships and all the people involved. So it's our stuff. So it's available anytime. You just have to let us know.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very fun. If anybody has questions about the fair or a membership, what's a good way to contact you?
You could call the front desk at 747-5080 or go on our website, hamescenter.com.
That's terrific. I'd like to thank my guests, Cindy Edwards and Garrett Bauer, telling us about Family Fun Day that happens at the Hames Center this Saturday, 2 to 4 p.m., and it's free.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Holly Keene.
Thank you.